Hope is a great theme of Advent. The first of our Advent candles, which the children light at the 9:30 service, is called the Candle of Hope. The readings that we read in Advent, especially ones from Isaiah, are thrillingly full of hope. And it's the nature of that hope that I want to think about briefly this morning. I'll begin, if I may, by taking you back some 1600 years to one of the classic arguments of the early Christian church, a set battle. On the one hand, a British monk called Pelagius, and his adversary in this contest was the most considerable theologian of his age, possibly of any age, the great Augustine, not the Augustine who brought Roman Christianity to Canterbury, but the other Augustine, the older one, who from his study in Hippo in North Africa, as the Roman Empire was crumbling to pieces around him and the nations were in tumult, reflected profoundly upon the nature of Christian living and Christian hope. The argument between them was this. Pelagius thought that Christians could and should make a real moral effort. That is to say, they needed to, because that was how you are saved. It's by working at it. It's by working at your prayer. It's by performing deeds of loving kindness to people round about you. And you can pull yourself up by your own bootstraps if you'll only put some effort and some energy into it. And the Christian path is to work at it. Augustine said, actually, it's no good working at it because there is some irremediable flaw in human nature left on its own, which means that we have a swerve or bias towards doing the wrong thing. We want to do good, but somehow we just can't manage it. It slips out of our grasp. We head towards it, but we veer off sideways, and it inevitably happens. Well, said Pelagius to Augustine, that's a very depressing understanding of human nature. And Augustine's reply was, no, it's your Pelagian vision of human nature that's the depressing one. If it's up to us to get it right, if the hope rests with us, then we really are lost. If our hope is in God, in the grace of God, in the capacity of God to enter any human life and transform any human situation, to redeem it for the better. If our trust is in that, we have grounds of hope. If our trust is in our human nature, then we really should be very depressed indeed. So much of the Pelagian tradition lives on in the modern world, not least because it was concentrated through the lens of the Enlightenment. We live very much in the shadow of the Enlightenment. Curious to use the phrase the shadow of the Enlightenment, but I think it's the right one. We live in the shadow of its optimism. The Enlightenment's belief that rational humanity, enlightened common sense, thoughtfulness, inventiveness will in the end carry the day. That we human beings are capable, if we'll only work at it, of creating a just and well-run social and political system, and our technological capacity, our ability to invent things, means that our story will be one of endless progress. Things will be better and better in every possible way. Well, you have a French Revolution guided by the spirit of the Enlightenment, and it rapidly descends into the terror. We know from our human experience that our technological capacity, which is completely wonderful, no sooner invents a wonderful new thing than it's turned to evil purposes. No sooner have we created the World Wide Web and all its wonders with all its capacity for good than we've given the arms dealers, the pornographers, the extortionists a new and dark medium to work their wickedness. Our capacity to help ourselves is strictly limited. And we're greatly mistaken if we think that it's sensible to put our trust in, to hope in, anything that is of our human devising. With every year that passes, I become more and more convinced that Augustine's fundamentally right about us human beings.